We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for your two-minute drill of the bye week. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. And, Paul, the Giants coming off a very tough loss to the New England Patriots, but the offense played well in this game. Eli Manning, one of his best games of the season, he got the ball down the field early and often in this game.
He did, John, over 360 yards passing through a couple of touchdowns. And quite frankly, you know, that first half, he had over 250 yards, which for him was the best first half he had ever had in his career. So there was little question that he knew the onus was going to be on him to be able to move it down the field with his arm, and he did just that.
Now, unfortunately, one of the reasons the Giants did not come out with this win was because they couldn't get the ball into the end zone once they got down the field, including a crucial one with under 2 minutes to play.
That's true, John. 1 for 5 in the red zone or green zone, as Coach Coughlin likes to call it, and he cited that as one of the real big disappointments in the game. The tough thing is sometimes when the rules come into play too, you know, Beckham had the ball in his hands and he was in the end zone, and depending upon how you want to interpret things, it was or was not a touchdown. It went down as not a touchdown.
One thing I was impressed by was the play of the offensive line. Justin Pugh, a late scratch. Weston Richburg goes down. But they actually protected Eli Manning fairly well.
They did. Officially credited, I believe, with 2 sacks, but one of them was a slide. You know, Eli was forced to take that third down slide because they wanted to make sure that the Patriots burned a timeout, mm-hmm. and then they could use the Giants could get the field goal. So, I did think that Eli had enough time to throw it, and his numbers reflected that.
Finally, bad news on Victor Cruz. Now the Giants offense will have to move on knowing they're not going to get him back at some point this year. He's going to have season-ending surgery.
Yeah, the emotional blow of that news is tough to deal with, especially in light of the heartbreaking loss. But having said that, this offense has done a lot of good things this year without Victor Cruz, even in practice. Guys like Dwayne Harris, Reuben Randall, Shane Vereen, they've all had big plays during the course of the season. The Giants have to lean on those guys even more now.
And the Giants are in first place. They control their own destiny heading into the bye at 5-5, 6 games to play, the playoffs in their own hands. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. That's your two-minute drill.